Hare Krishna. A little report. I've been getting a lot of get well messages and hope you're resting well. And in the light of those messages, I wanted to just give a little rundown on what's going on in our nice bungalow where we're staying in. It's a building, and more or less myself, Bharat Radharaja Prabhu, we're here for 3 weeks, and we're not really allowed to go out. We have a little garden that sometimes we go out in, but aside from that, that's it. So we're under house arrest, and that means everything really comes to us, and it makes where we're staying quite something like a train station, airport, bus station, you name it. If you ever tried it, this is something what it's like. So let me give a little perspective of that for those who are interested. 6 a.m. Or a little before 6 a.m. we get our 6 o'clock medication. We get medication at 6, at 10, at noon, at 3, at 6, and then before we go to sleep. And our treatment has effect. My tinnitus was very much down up to today. Today it's back to normal, maybe even more than normal. But trembling and numbness in my left arm was completely sort of gone since I was here. Sorry, someone just brought the 10 o'clock medicine. But this morning when I got up, it was almost totally absent in my right arm as well. And it's really decreased almost near my feet and decreased somewhat in my face. Now let's see if it stays like that. That's the question, is that sometimes these treatments have a short-term effect and then it comes back again. Anyway, but that was good news. So 6 o'clock come the medicine, 7 o'clock comes the mali with the flowers for Radha Damodar's puja, and 7:30 then someone arrives to take away the medication, the bottles, the thermos, little thermos of the medication was brought in the night before. And at 8 o'clock, they bring breakfast over. I don't have breakfast, but Radharaja and Bharat do. At 8 o'clock, they bring breakfast. And then at 8:30, Radharaja's treatment starts. Now we're in the third phase of the treatment. So there are 5 people coming for that. In the second phase, there were 6. And of course, they're coming in here in good spirits and laughing and talking, and I have to sort of remind them, shanti, shanti, to cool down and be quiet. And of course, they're chatting and gibbering and doing so many things for the next, well, in phase 2 it was 45 minutes, in phase 1 it was 1 hour, excuse me, phase 2 was 1 1/4 hours, phase 1 it was 1 hour, now it's 45 minutes. And of course, after they go and clean up, and at 8:30, someone also comes and takes away the plates. Then at 9 o'clock, I start to do my puja. And at 9:30, they're late today, and nurse comes to take blood pressure, sometimes the weight. And at 9:45, then we get medication. Comes, the 10 o'clock medication comes, and then Radharaja's people go. And of course, they trample through the house as they do. In the meantime, there's some people who don't come in the house, but they come up to the house. They take away all the medication bottles. This is not my medication, but the massage medication, as well as all of the clothes that were used, the cloths and towels that were used for the treatment. Then 10 o'clock comes the doctors, and I'm expecting them to walk in the room and the people. And because my treatment is at 10:30, so at 10:15, then my people come who do my treatment, and that's another five people, and they also come in a very jolly mood. Everyone's very jolly over here, and of course, as the case with Indian people, they always talk at a volume which is much louder than necessary. 10:30 starts my treatment, and while my treatment's going on at 10:45, then come two cleaner ladies. And of course, they're also in a good mood, and they're all chatting away about so many things. And 11 o'clock, Chinmoy Goenka, our guardian angel here, who's helping us with everything that we need and providing our fruits for our deities and the flowers and everything. He's really a wonderful, wonderful devotee. In fact, I have to say that Jayapataka Swami Maharaj phoned him specifically and told him even before we were coming that we were, and that he should take care of us. So he's been very, very kind. Did that also last year. So he comes and goes, and he chats with Bharat, and at 11:30 then come the medication for noon, then come the noon medication. And at 12:30 or 12:15, then they bring our lunch. Of course, the mosquitoes are always around, just really torturing me right now under the table. And at 1 o'clock, those who brought the lunch, they take that away. And in the meantime, there's some other people who come up to the door and take away all of the clothes from my treatment. At 2:30, the 3 o'clock medication arrives, and then at 3:45, some nurses arrive to do my tinnitus treatment, which takes half an hour. And so at 4:15, then another man comes to do my neck and feet, where they put a paste over both. And then at 4:30, some doctors also arrive, and usually there's two of them, asking how we are. And then my treatment ends at 5:30, at which time also the medication arrives, 6 o'clock medication. And at 6 o'clock, finally, with all of these nice people, but non-devotees coming and going, finding the Niranjan Maharaj and Bhajan Narayan Maharaj come. And then we have a 45-minute chat, although sometimes it goes longer, for an hour. And at 7:45, then devotees arrive for Dhammadarashtakam, and there could be anywhere from 5 to 30 of those devotees, and they're very, very enthusiastic and followers of Radha Damodar. And then while they're here, then at 7 o'clock, then the supper arrives. And at 7:30, that supper is taken away. At 8 o'clock, we get the nighttime, bedtime medication. And at 9 o'clock, we take rest. And of course, in between that, there are unscheduled visits as well. Devotees can be visiting the local devotees, waiting for Bhakti Vinod Maharaj to come. Tejas Prabhu said he was coming, and local Coimbatore devotees are coming. Quite a few of the devotees who want to come for Radha Damodar, they sort of drop in, pop in on Sundays. We have a big feast for Radha Damodar, and at that time we have about another 30 people here, and they also here for lunch. So it's busy. It's really, really busy. I mean, aside from the intensity of the treatment, that the treatment is intense, the environment and everything else that's going on is intense. And I guess it's something like living in an airport. So I'm looking forward to a little downtime from both treatments as well as comings and goings and many things happening in Mayapur. But let's see what Lord Chaitanya has in plan over there. Anyway, I didn't plan here to come here for a break. I planned to come here to get treatment while doing as much work as I can. And of course, in between those other things, I am doing telephone calls and conferences, email, and writing. I finished the first chapter and first appendix of Mother Yashoda, or